You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Chelsea, Derek, did the double over Swansea last season, scoring 9 goals in the process, and they've now won the last 5 against Swansea. They've got concerns about Diego Costa's fitness ahead of Saturday, and that could continue all season long. They've not really invested heavily in the squad, or Jose Mourinho's not in the summer. Would that be a concern for you, Derek?
Well, it's a concern. It would be a concern for punters, but it doesn't seem a concern to him, does it? You know, I mean, why? He obviously doesn't think he needs to strengthen his squad, or maybe the purse strings have been tightened by Roman Abramovich. Maybe he's getting a bit skint in his old age. I don't know. It does seem odd that a team that's just won the title by 8 points don't, you know, in a position of strength, don't go out and buy a major player. That said, I can't see them. You can't oppose Chelsea on home soil in league matches, especially under Mourinho. They just don't lose them. I have to say, given what they did to Swansea last season, in both league matches, 1-3 sounds a fair price, actually, to me. I mean, you know, I don't see why they won't win. Swansea did well last season, but they won matches you'd fancy them to win. They didn't really win any of the games that you thought, it's a tough one for them, apart from the opening day at Man United. So I'm going to go for Chelsea here. I think it's a bank up for any accumulator.
Chelsea are 1-3 to win this match. In 23 Premier League seasons, incidentally, the defending champion never lost their opening game, winning 20 and drawing 3. So that's a big stat in Chelsea's favour here. 1-3 to win this match, Lee.
Yeah, I think I agree with pretty much everything Derek said. I mean, I looked at Swansea every year. I look at Swansea and think, this big year, but they really struggle and they don't. I mean, I looked at the signings and, you know, they've got Eder, who's from Braga, 10-28 last season. Tabanu, a defender from Saint Etienne. Andre Ayew, from Marseille. I mean, he's scored 10-28 from the wing last season. Two AUs have joined the Premier League, of course. He's 3-1. The other one has joined another team. I've forgotten. I think it's Villa, isn't it? They've joined Villa. I don't really think they've strengthened that much, Swansea, to be honest with you. Still got Gomez up front. I pretty much agree with what Derek said. I think Chelsea will get this done. They'll get it done. I mean, the pre-season form hasn't been particularly great, has it? But I don't think Jose Mourinho will care too much about it. If Costa was playing, I'd be going Costa anytime, a bit like my coffee preference. but he's scored 5 in the last 2 against Swansea. And Chelsea have actually scored 9 in the last 2 games against Swansea, haven't they, last season? Mm. There's that double that you mentioned, DK. But if Costa's not playing, I'll go Chelsea to win under 2.5, the standard 2-0. You know, get the job done. You know, they can dominate a team like Swansea. So Chelsea to win under 2.5 for me.
If you're looking at that market, go on, Derek.
I was just looking, you know, I've become a big fan of stats. You know, you mentioned one, I mentioned one earlier on, and this is a pertinent stat. Chelsea have won 14 of their last 16 opening day fixtures, which is quite remarkable, isn't it, really? So, yeah, everything points to a home win.
Chelsea winning under 2.5 goals is 11-5. That's not a bad price, is it? When you think about the 1-3 for Chelsea to win the match, if you fancy a 1-0 or a 2-0 here, 11-5, Chelsea win and under 2.5 goals. Would you be leaning that way as well, Derek?
Yeah, that does sound good. What Lee said is right, you know, the Mourinho 2-0 win. You can imagine Swansea setting up tight, being organised, not, you know, it might take Chelsea a while to break them down. Yeah, that stinks of a good bet, that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.